Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And all this week we've been talking about the purpose of the ages that God wants to demonstrate to the rebellious spirits in the mid-heavens, His power. And He wants to demonstrate it through the church. And we can demonstrate it because we've been raised with Him and seated in Jesus at His right hand. Now, in the storms that hit this past weekend, loss of life many places, and there were Christians. I read particularly about some very good Christians, and you could tell from the family. So, what happens? You know, is it just that God likes some people better than others? And it just that He liked Chip Brim better than He did his next door neighbor? If you read in my book, The Blood and the Glory, I told a story in there of the Northridge, California earthquake and how there was a church in Thousand Oaks, California. And the night before it was the night that it was going to hit later, it might have been in the morning time, I don't know, but they had at this church a communion service, and the power of God came all over the pastor, the woman pastor, the wife. And they took communion, and she was led that they should take it family by family, and that they should take it for protection under the blood of their families. You can read in the book, The Blood and the Glory. And so they did it. And then the Northridge earthquake hit, and it hit all around them, incident by incident, story by story. One man's story, and I don't have the book in front of me right now, he had a business right in the middle of the epicenter. He had an eatery of some sort, right in the epicenter of the Northridge earthquake. All around him, the buildings were destroyed. His, when he could finally get to it, it was in perfect order. And in that eatery, his business boomed because all the people that came in to clean up from the earthquake and rebuild from the earthquake, then the only place to eat was where his business was. Story by story, it was just phenomenal. And yet there were other Christians who lost lots of things in that earthquake. Is it because God loved them better? No. It's because some knew how to take their authority. And you know, I can't case by case say the answer to everything, but I do know that authority in God's word works. Now, also though, you do have to realize that you must also be led. You must also follow the Spirit of God. For instance, Jesse Duplantis in Katrina. Katrina, the hurricane that caused so much devastation to New Orleans. And the way I see that, just a few weeks before, the United States had brought great pressure upon the Prime Minister of Israel, Ariel Sharon, to kick the Jews out of Gaza and give it over to the Palestinians. They later had an election, and it's been a Hamas stronghold. It is a terrible spot right now, and it is an Al-Qaeda training camp. It is a terrorist training camp. Everybody knows it was a terrible mistake. Sometimes when something like this comes, it's not God that brought Katrina. It was that the United States did something. There's something in the Bible like a chuppah of God's blessing. You get married under a chuppah. Three times it's mentioned. It's a canopy. And the Jewish weddings are under this canopy. They take four poles, you know, and hold it up. Men hold it up. Then they have a canopy. And it stands for you're under God's blessings. You get married under the blessings of God. So the United States has operated under a canopy of blessing back through the years, back from the time even from Columbus, that there was a haven for the Jews here. And then we did often bless the Jews and bless Israel. We made bad mistakes too, but we operated under the blessings by and large. When lately, especially, and I think since they made President Bush started the terrible thing that ended up in being land traded for peace, all kinds of mistakes made over and over. They're still making them. But Katrina, when Katrina came, I knew it wasn't God that hit the United States with Katrina, but the United States had made an error, a terrible, terrible error. And it speaks of when you curse Israel, then curses are allowed to come your way. And so through a curse, Katrina hit and did devastating damage. Now, Jesse Duplantis, they knew that hurricane was on the way. And at first, he attempted to use his authority and stop the whole system. But he could tell it wasn't working. And God said to him, you're not going to be able to stop it. But you can stop the damage on your own, stop from your own property being damaged. You can turn it away from your place. And Jesse did that. And then Jesse was there to help all the others because we help those. We weep with those who weep. We mourn with those who mourn. We don't sit in judgment over them at all, but we're just so glad for the authority that we do have, and maybe we can get someone else to see you've got authority. But then too, you have to know the voice of God. You have to know the voice of your master, your Savior, and he can tell to you, you're not going to stop this whole system from coming. He can even say to you, and if you know his voice, take cover right now. And then you do it. You take cover right now, believing him for your life and limb and whatever. Always going by the leadership of the Holy Spirit in that moment. But you do need to know his voice. And you don't be deceived. When I get onto an airplane, I always say what Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. I put my hand on the side of that airplane and I say, airplane, pass over if I'm getting ready to go to Israel. Pass over from this Newark airport, pass over to Tel Aviv without incident. And then I check my spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus over this plane, nose to tail, wingtip to wingtip, every part working and non-working. Holy Spirit, fly through the pilots. So then I check my spirit to see if maybe there might be some reason I wouldn't have authority over that airplane. Let's say the pilot's drunk. Let's say the company cut corners and didn't do the proper repairs on that airplane they should have. Then I check my spirit to see if God would tell me, you don't have the authority. Your authority won't reach this far this time. Then I would have to get off the plane and not take it. But in all the years I've been flying, I have with American Airlines a card that says I've flown with them 2 million miles. There's no telling how many miles I've flown with other airlines. Qantas, Alitalia, El Al, all kinds of airlines, Singapore Airlines, all kinds of airlines. I've flown 9 times to Australia. So I've got lots and lots of miles. Only one time did I ever hear a voice which said, you can't get on this airplane. Your authority won't work here. Well, that's the only time it ever happened, but I know to check. So I checked my spirit and I said, do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh? The Bible tells us, believe not every spirit. Don't believe every voice. Well, I said, do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Now, when Jesus is talking to me, he will always say something like, I've come in the flesh once and I'm coming again to the salvation, to the redemption of men. He'll say something like that to me. But this time I heard that voice and I said, do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Silence. Nothing else. That's because the devils can't say that when they're manifesting. And I knew it wasn't the Lord telling me that I didn't have authority over that plane. It was the devil trying to deceive me. But you have to know your Father's voice. Now, we had a little funny incident the other day, just to show you that maybe you got to know who you're hearing. So, Hannah, what did you do? You're the one that did it.
Well, we were in the car, and we had just gotten to eat, me and my brother.
And whose car were you in?
Your car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had your phone. And her car has a system where it can come through her, the phone can come through the car. And so I just answered, and it was my Aunt Shelley. And she called, and I didn't tell her that I was Mimi or Billy. I just answered just to see how my Aunt Shelley would react. And so she started talking that she was going to come over to Mimi's house that day, and we were going to be there in the evening. And so she was talking about it when we were going to meet. And Aunt Shelley asked if we would want to make strawberries and crust. But as she came over there, she was going to get the ingredients, the strawberries. And so I said, yeah, honey, that'd be great.
Well, the whole time you're talking, this is Jared, her brother, I was there. The whole time Aunt Shelley's talking, she's saying mom.
Yeah.
So you get context. She's saying mother this, mother that.
And so I
said, and you just let her right on.
She said, okay, I'll bring strawberries and crust. I said, yes, honey, that'd be great. And she's like, okay, well, we'll come over after. All right, I'll see you then, honey.
And then I come up to the car because I got out of the car to go in the grocery store and do something, and these two were in the car. I came out to the car, and Hannah's putting her finger over her mouth. Shh, shh, don't talk. Don't spoil my thing here, you know. So my point is, you got to make sure you know who you're talking to, and you got to make sure you know who's talking to you. You do everything you can according to the Word of God. You take your authority and rule and reign in your domain. It is written in Romans 5:17 that sin came through one man, Adam, but grace and truth and life, those who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, shall reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. And so you take that, you know it. You take this, that you're seated with him in the heavenly places. You take this, that he rebuked the storms, and if he rebuked the storms, we can do what he did. Then you know that the purpose of the ages is to show those principalities and powers, God's power. So you've got all that going. But then if you hear a voice in your spirit that tells you some other leading, it could be the Lord. So then you test it. You try the spirits, like it says in 1 John. And then if it is the Lord, you obey him, like he might say to you, this is a storm that's coming on, and you need to go to the storm shelter right now. And you've listened to, you know, what's on the television. And so you always obey the voice of the Lord. You go as far as you know to go. And I'm telling you, folks, every time for me, the storm has been rebuked. But there might come a time, and if it was, I would know it, when the Lord would tell me, you go to the cellar. You go someplace right now. But, praise the Lord, we are thankful that we do have authority over the works of the devil. We've seen that storms in the Bible were often the works of the devil. And Jesus rebuked them, and Jesus said, greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. We're glad to send you this week The Authority of the Believer by John A. McMillan, which will give you wonderful insight from the Word of God on your authority. If you don't have this book, you need it. And if you do have it, get it for others. $5. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom.